Brian McGuckin, Maher felt into the final of the Derry Senior Championship. What's the thoughts after the final whistle?
Absolutely delighted, if I'm to be honest, Michael. We came up today really, really well prepared, quietly confident. You know, we knew that if we came up today and performed, that we had a really good chance of making it to the final. And thankfully, we did perform today, won comprehensively, and delighted to be in the final.
We was concerned last week, remember, that Ballinasheen had the chances to win it and could have won it. Yeah. Was there much digging to do this week, or what was the sort of week like?
Well, you have to take every game on its own merit, and you have to give Ballinasheen credit for how they set up and how difficult they made it for us. 100%, you know, it was a case of analysing last week, seeing where we could improve. You know, the big thing last week was the number of times that we were losing possession. You know what I mean? So that's what we've done a lot of work on this week, and thankfully it paid off.
Newbridge, I think, lost one kick out in the whole of their game with Lavi, and you won, I think, the first two or three down there.
Yeah.
How big a factor was that in the game, and how much did you sort of look at that?
Well, it was massive. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, we have a target of winning our own and winning as many of the oppositions as possible. So we don't step off. We push up on opposition kickouts. We see it as a real opportunity to get at the opposition. You know what I mean? So we were pleased tonight with how that went.
You spoke about mistakes last week and giving possession away. You controlled that tonight,
yeah.
Because that's probably the word that sums up that game for, I suppose, most people watching it. Is that what you take out of it the most?
Definitely, yeah. We were in control for large periods of that game. You know, really and truly, last week, when you're turned over and the ball doesn't go out of play, you know, you have to work for anywhere up to 90 seconds to 2 minutes. Do you know what I mean? And you're chasing the opposition. And obviously, our big target tonight was to control the ball and ensure that it went dead on the opposite end of the field. That certainly worked for us tonight.
And finally, as we speak, there's three names in the hat, and you don't know who you're going to play in the final. But what is the sort of focus over the next few weeks?
Well, obviously we'll be up tomorrow night and we'll watch the second semi final. And once we realise who we play, we'll start preparing. You know, but. Still a lot of improvements to make. You know,
a lot of chances there tonight.
We certainly did, and chances that we're capable of scoring. So, you know, whether we took our foot off the pedal a wee bit or we took the scoreline for granted, I'm not too sure. But that's certainly something that we'll be trying to improve over the next fortnight.
The turnover of players accounted, as I was saying, like you said, six players played in the last final. That's huge, and Shane McGuckin would have been an R newcomer there tonight,
yeah.
That I have not saw in the championship this year.
Well,
I've saw him playing underage, but that
yeah.
was sort of...
Shane McGuckin tore his cruciate 2 years ago, and he came back last year, and in his first league game, he tore it again. So he's been extremely unfortunate, and he's back now about 8 weeks, training really hard. And it was hard to look past him, and he went in there tonight and done a fantastic job, and I'm just delighted for Shep personally.
I suppose that's the panel that you and Richie have spoke about. I remember talking to Damien one day off the record, chatting to him, and he was the same. So
no, and I was saying to the boys beforehand, I suppose it's a player's misfortune, and it's our fortune to have such a large panel of quality footballers. Obviously, it gives us a headache because we have teams to pick and panels to pick, but it's a nice headache to have.